Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Dalet, starting from Gimel Amud Beis in the bottom in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. So in the previous Daf, we learned there was a machlekes. What is Banish Moshes? Rav Nechemiah said it's the entire time it takes to walk half a meal from sunset. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's keher fayim. It's like a blink of an eye, the time it takes for Banish Moshes. The more broader discussion, that Banish Moshes over Rabbi Yossi, the blink of an eye, is that something that it comes in the end of the Banish Moshes of Nechemiah? Or it's something that could be within the time of Nechemiah? We don't know exactly when is Banish Moshes, what moment it is. And the more broader, the Nimer of Chizkiah, that said that Harifayin is every single moment doing the half a meal after Shkiah Sachamo is a time that the Banish Moshes may be then, we don't know when it is. So the Gemara now says, Omar Rav Manu, Kashyoso Kume de Rav Chizkiyo. I asked in front of Rav Chizkiyo, Kidetanina Tamun. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ro Echod Boyoim Ve'echod Benashmoshes. Or as the Gemara says, Davdal Damudal Vantap, Echod Benashmoshes Ve'achas Lamochar. So we're talking over here about Azov. And the halacha by Azov is that if he sees one reel, one emission, it doesn't make him tame more than any person who has a sheikh vazera. But if he sees two emissions, he becomes tame tumazav, and he needs to count shiva yomim. If he sees three emissions, not only has to count 7 days, he also has to bring a korban at the end of the 7 days. Now the discussion over here is, what is considered to be seeing three reis? So one can have three separate reis, three separate emissions. That's one way. Another way is having a very long emission that takes the time for a person to go into a mikvah and come out. And if that's the time that it takes, so even one very long emission is considered to be two. Or a third option is if one sees a re'iyah that goes from one day to another. So if he has one re'iyah that goes throughout 2 days, then that's considered to be at least two re'iyahs. So the Mishnah over here says, how is it possible that one will have a re'iyah that will go throughout 2 days? So says the Mishnah, Re'achas b'yoyim v'achas b'nashmoshes. He saw in the day and then he saw b'nashmoshes after. Or another option, achas b'nashmoshes v'achas l'mochar. He saw b'nashmoshes and then he saw the next day. So im yodeh shemikzas re'iyah me'ayoyim u'mikzas l'mochar, if he knows that the re'iyah of b'nashmoshes started in the previous day and continued until the next day and went throughout b'nashmoshes, so then for sure, Vadai Letumo Vilakorban. So then he knows for sure he had three re'iyahs. How does he know he has three re'iyahs? He had one re'iyah, one emission that happened the day before or the day after. And then he has Benashmoshes that started the previous day and continued to the next day. So that's another two. So he has three re'iyahs. He's Tomei for 7 days and needs to bring a korban. V'him Safek Shemikzas re'iyah Me'ayoyim Mikzas Lamachar. If he saw a re'iyah that he's not sure that went from the end of the previous day to the beginning of the next day, because he saw it only throughout Banash Rashes, so then Vade Letumo, he saw for sure two re'iyahs, one in Banash Rashes, and one either the day before or the day after. Vesavik LeKarban, but he's not sure regarding the Karban, because he saw in Banash Rashes, which is a time of Suffolk, he's not sure if he saw throughout 2 days or throughout 1 day. That's the Mishnah over there. Says the Gemara, who's the Tano that says this Mishnah that you can have one Re'iyah throughout 2 days and it'll consider to be two Re'iyahs in this case only? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. Meaning the only way you have such a discussion is only according to Rabbi Yossi that holds the Harif Ayin is the time of Banish Moshes. It's a blink of eye. It's one moment. Why? Because according to Rav Nechemiah, the Banish Moshes takes half a meal. Half a meal is longer than the time that it takes for a person to go into the mikvah and come out. So regardless of Banish Moshes or not Banish Moshes, it will be considered to be two re'iyahs. When a person has a very long re'iyah that takes the time to go into the mikvah and come out, it's considered automatically two re'iyahs, as we said before. So according to Rav Nechemiah, this will be anyway two re'iyahs regardless of Banish Moshes. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Banish Moshes is a blink of an eye, is one moment, is terrifying. So just the re'iyah is not enough time to be considered to be two. But because it's going from the previous day to the next day, so that's why it's considered to be two separate riyas. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gersa, he brings it, there's a suffix, who is the Tana? And the Gemara asks, it's partial, this Tana is Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the sugya. Rav Mano is asking Rav Chizkiya a question. And he's saying the following to Rav Chizkiya. Omar lo kashoso al daitoch, I have a question according to your opinion. Da'at omar kol herif ayin verif hayin shebechatzi mil. Derav Nechemio, sofek hu. You explained that the herif ayin Rav Yasi is every moment throughout the half a meal of Rav Nechemio. That's what you explained, Rav Chizkiya. It's not that we know that the herif ayin is in the end of the time period of Rav Nechemio. It's throughout the entire time. Every single moment is a suffix, according to Rav Yasi, according to Rav Chizkiya explained. So asks a Rav Mana to Rav Chizkiya, according to you, what is going to be the problem with the Zav? The same way according to Rav Nechemio. I don't care if it's been a Shparash or not, because the Riyah of the Zav is too long and Mimail is considered to be two. Also according to you, it has to be at least half a meal, because I don't know when the Harifayin is. If you know when the Harifayin is, so you could say if a person saw a Re'il throughout that time of the Harifayin, that you know exactly when it is, that split second with a little bit before, a little bit after, so then that's considered to be two Re'ils. But according to you, the entire time of Rav Nechemio, the entire half a meal, is a time which I don't know if that's the Harifayin. So if so, you'll have the same way according to Rav Nechemio. There's no such thing as been a Shmashes of two Re'ils, because anyway it's too long, the same thing will be a problem according to you. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, now here there's a girso that the Charedim and Reb Chaim use, so that's what we'll use as well. Omar Lei, kishayavoy Eliyahu v'yoymar ze ben hashmoshes. Says, that's not a problem. As we said in yesterday's daf, it's not that we know when Rav Yosi's Harifayin is, but every moment throughout the half a meal is a time that may be the time of the ben hashmoshes. So we're talking a case Eliyahu Novi came and told us what it is. Meaning Rav Chizkiya is telling Rav Mana, you're right. Based on what we have today, the knowledge that we have today, that we don't know throughout the half a meal when is the Ben Hashmashah of Yasi, so then this mishnah is not of Kamina. Because if a person saw Re'iyah throughout the full half a meal, it will constitute as two different Re'iyahs, regardless of Ben Hashmashah. But if Eliyahu Novi comes and tells us when exactly is the moment of Ben Hashmashah of Yasi, so then this mishnah will be applicable. So says the Gemara, according to this gear, so Kashisei, so Amana tells Chizkiya, like a Shevol Yovi Omar Zeu Ben Hashmoshes Man Polik. Well, Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us when Ben Hashmoshes is, so then I will have no more Sfeikis. Because Eliyahu Novi will also tell us if it's day and if it's night. And when Eliyahu Novi comes, there will be no Machlekes from Nechemia Abyesi, because we're going to come in the Mivar of the Suffolk. Meaning, if Eliyahu Novi is here, I have no questions. Eliyahu Novi answers all the questions. So if we talk about that very, very specific case, that Eliyahu Novi came, that case is something I don't have any problem to begin with. The only reason I have an issue is because I am living in a time of Sfeikus. And therefore, to tell me that the Mishnah is speaking about a case Eliyahu Novi came, that's something that we cannot say. The more it goes on in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Chanino Chavron de Rabbanan Boy. Chanina, the friend of Rabbanon, asked the question. The same way you say in the evening, the same way you say that the minute you have three stars, it's considered to be night, even though the sun did not set completely. But if you have three stars, it's considered to be evening as well. So Rav Chanina asked, the same thing should be in the morning. The while the sun is in the process of coming out, it will still consider being night. The same way in the evening, when the sun is in the process of setting, it's considered being night the minute you have three stars. So also in the morning, when it will be in the process of rising, it will still be considered to be night. And we have a problem, we have a rule, that Ma'aloisa Shachar is already morning. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Ktiv HaShemesh Yotzo Aloritz, it says that the sun came out on the Oretz, and Lot came to the city called Tsoyar. V'chtiv ubo shemesh v'taher. And it says, regarding the sun set, and the day cleared up. Makish yitziyosoy lebiyosoy. You have a hekesh here from Hashemesh who's coming and Hashemesh who's going out. Mabiyosoy mishiskasem in ebriyos. Af yitziyosoy lekeshiyisvado lebriyos. The Gemara says the difference is when the sun is covered from people, that's considered to be night. When the sun is starting to appear in front of people, then it's considered to be day. And the Maharal Puldo adds over here that it really makes a lot of sense. When the sun is setting, so people feel it's already dark, even though it's still a little bit light, even though it's not yet completely night, we look at it as if it's night. Because people feel the sun is gone. In the morning, it's the opposite. When the sun starts to rise, when you have dawn, and you have a little break of sun, that is considered to be a ready day. People start looking at it as day. So when you have the knowledge that day is coming, dawn, that's already considered to be day. That's a lois hashachar. The minute the sun, you can't see it, it's in the process of setting, even though there's still light, it's considered to be night. On my book, the Rabbi brings another source, HaBoiker Oyer, HaToyra Koro Leor Boiker. It says HaBoiker Oyer, meaning the boiker, the morning, is when you have light, and that's referring to the beginning of the light, when you have the dawn. Tanya Rishmo BaBoiker BaBoiker, another marker, it says BaBoiker BaBoiker, meaning you want to say that there's an earlier time than the morning. There's a morning, but then there's another morning, an earlier morning, and that's from dawn, even though the sun did not come out. According to your question, that you want to say that the time of when the sun is setting, that will consider to be night. And when the sun is rising, will also consider to be night. Meaning the day will be shorter than the night, even when it's the time of spring or fall, when the day and night are supposed to be equal. So that's what the Gemara is asking. The time of the process of setting in the sky, as the Gemara used the Lashon, that will be considered to be night. You'll say that in the evening, you'll say that also in the morning. You see, then there will never be, the day will always be shorter than the night. We know the rule that when you come to the equinox, when you come to the time of spring and the time of fall, that's when the day and the night are exactly equal. And according to your cheshbon, it will be at that time, the day will be shorter than the night. Because the day is only when the sun is out and when the sun is still, before the sun is set. And during the process, when the sun is coming out and the sun is coming down, then it's considered to be night. I have to say that the same way in the evening, during the process that the sun is coming down, it's considered to be night. So when the sun is coming up, in other words, when the sun rises, that's considered to be day, in order for the day and the night to be equal. You can learn it also from the way people talk. Shori Malko Nofak, when a king starts to go out, he's preparing to leave his castle. Avigadeloi Nofak, Amrin Nofak. Even though he did not leave, people say, oh, the king already left. Even though he did not leave yet, he's about to leave. Shori Olil, when he starts to go back into his castle, Loi amrin de al ad de shaito de yehul. We don't say that, according to this girso, we don't say that he's coming in only when he actually went into the castle. But the minute the process starts to go in, is considered to be that he's already in, people say he already went back to his home. So in the same way by a king, when he leaves, just about to leave, is considered to be that he already left. Also, when the sun is about to shine, it's considered to be already sunrise. And in the evening, as soon as the sun disappears, it's considered to be the evening. And the Agor Sagro says that really you have to say, in the end of the Gemara, Shori Olil Afagav Deloy Al Amrin Dal. When he started to go in, even though he did not actually go in, we already say that he went back to the house. So that fits very nice with this pshat of the Gemara. The pshat that we used in this Amud is the pshat of the Maharal Puldo and the way Reb Chaim uses in the Gemara. There's mamash an opposite pshat of the Haredim. He learns the exact opposite, that the morning, we consider to be morning only the time of sunrise, only in nates, and not before. And in the night, we don't consider it to be night until the actual set of the sun, until it's completely night, until you get to Shloshu Kachavim. And he explains the Gemara, the exact opposite of what we said, but we use the more partial explanation of the Ma'arav Puldo and Rab Chaim. And with this, we end the Yushalmi Brachas Daf Dalet.